Well, hi, thank you for checking in. I want to talk to you today about school board meetings, in particular, the school board meeting at the Northern York School District, which happened last night. Today's Wednesday, last night, Tuesday, April 19th. They had a very high-profile school board meeting there last night. That is the school district directly next door to where our church is, where I live as well. I have most of my family lives in the Northern York School District. Probably a large percentage of our church members live in that school district. It's very close. I have a vested interest in it. Jesus tells me to love my neighbor, and they're definitely my neighbor. Borderline, they're my direct family. So I attended this meeting. I attend most of the meetings at my direct local school district that I do live in, at Bermudian. And I want to talk about why I attend them and the mindset to have, because it seems to me that we are having more and more high-profile school board meetings all over the place at my school district, next door, and at yours, wherever you happen to be. And if we're believers and we want to be salt of the earth and we want to be light of the world and all this stuff, and we're going to go to school board meetings, we need to make sure we're doing it the right way. And if you're not going to school board meetings, I think you should. And I'm going to tell you why. All right. Now, this particular one was about a Satan club. The Satanic Temple is an organization that you can imagine what they stand for. They wanted to start an after-school Satan club in the elementary school, which obviously is a horrible idea. And virtually everybody knows it's a horrible idea. And yet, there it was. And so the school board meeting was extremely well attended, hundreds of people there. They had to do it in an auditorium because they were expecting a large crowd, and of course there was a large crowd. So I got there early, and when you go, you should go there early. I'm going to tell you how to go and your mindset to go first, and then I'll tell you why you should be going if you're not already going. There were a lot of people there, and I got there early, and there were a lot of people already there. They were standing around in a circle, many of them, just outside the front door, praying. And they were praying all sorts of things in the name of Jesus. It was great. I saw a couple of pastors there who I recognized who were there as well. It's always good to see some other pastors involved. But, you know, pastors are not special people. We are not special. Okay, everybody there in the name of Jesus is there in the name of Jesus, and that's what matters. Just to clear something up, if you watched the meeting or were at the meeting or listened to a recording or something, we were accused of blocking the door. We were not blocking the door, not even close. There was a large prayer circle near the front door, and people were coming and going in and out the doors constantly. I joined the circle and prayed, and after a bit, I went inside. It was not hard. It just went straight in, not blocked at all. The lady who stood up front at the microphone and shouted and complained that we had blocked the door was lying. She was inside. She obviously got inside. Nobody blocked her. Nobody stopped her. That it was ridiculous. It was a false accusation. Satan is a liar, and he's an accuser. So the fact that he would make a false accusation is not surprising at all. Okay, but it is a false accusation, and it's important to correct the record there. Now, going there with the right mindset is important. Going there with a mindset of prayer is the right way to go. I get there early when I go. I go almost every time that I'm able to my local board meetings, and I get there early, and I get there early so that I can pray. They give you a meeting agenda. It's just a sheet of paper you pick up on your way in, and so you pick up that agenda, and now you can pray for. They have every school board member's name, the superintendent, the principal, anybody else involved in it. They have them written, their names right there. They have their agenda, any topics, any decisions that they have to make, it's right there. So you can pray for all of it. If you get there early, you can pray for it item by item. Do that, all right? These board meetings are boring. Most of the stuff they do at these board meetings is really boring. Most of it is not this high-profile stuff that gets everybody angry. Pray for every single point. The boring stuff matters. Get the boring stuff right and get the important, the big high-profile stuff. Pray for it all. Pray for them by name, and then pray for yourself. I always pray for myself when I'm there. I pray that I would have the right attitude, that during public comment time, when I stand up to speak, that it would be Christ speaking and not just me. I've got hundreds of ideas. Don't you? We all have hundreds of ideas. We all want this and that, and we get frustrated about this and that. But look, if I'm going to go there, I want it to be Jesus. And so I pray for my own attitude. I pray for the words and the anointing of the Holy Spirit over my life and my words, that it would be His initiative. It would be His inspiration. It would be His prerogative. That I just want to go bring the light of Jesus into this situation, and not a lot less Tyler, a lot more Jesus. That's the mindset. Pray for yourself that way, because you might get it wrong. You want Jesus. You don't want you. There's going to be a lot of people there, and they're going to say all kinds of stuff. You want to make sure that what you're saying is from the Lord, okay? Now, that's the mindset going into it. Now, it's important for you to do that, especially important for you to sit up front, okay? And this is what I do. I sit directly, I walk in, I look around, and there is a microphone at the front of the room. That's how public comment works. You look for the microphone, and you sit in the seat closest to it, all right? I do this because I want to open the meeting in prayer. Public comment time is pretty much always at the beginning of the meeting. It's before the meeting really starts. They call the meeting to order. They like say the Pledge of Allegiance. They approve the agenda, and then they say public comment. That's how it works. It's very close to the beginning. And so you have an opportunity to open the meeting in prayer. And to open the meeting in prayer, you have to be first in line at public comment. So I go straight to the front. I go, the front row is always empty. Nobody sits in the front row. It's the same as church, right? Nobody ever sits in the front row. They're afraid of the front row. Sit in the front row, walk straight up, find the seat closest to the microphone and sit there, just a few inches away. And then when they say public comment time, all you have to do is stand up. You don't have to stand up and walk down the aisle, and everybody sits 10 rows back, like right in the middle section, and it takes them a minute just to get to the microphone. Sit right there. That lets you be first. You're not butting in line. You're not cutting in line. You're not being rude and forcing your way to the front. You're just sitting at the front so that you can be first. And you have a purpose to be first. And that purpose is to pray. All right. Last night at the meeting, I went there hoping to be able to speak. I am not a resident of that district. I'm not a taxpayer of that district. So they made it very clear that I'm not welcome to speak there. So I sat back down. I wasn't able to. That's fine. They weren't discriminating or something against me. That's how it works. All right. I figured I'd give it a shot, but they said no. No problem. So anyway, I sat back down. A couple of Satanists got there first. All right. I would have gotten there first. I stood up. I was first in line, but sat back down when they said that. So Satanists got there first, and they went first. And they gave their whole sales pitch for why the Satan Club is a great idea for the elementary school. It was horrible. It's full of lies. We don't really believe in Satan. It nonsense. Okay. Anyway, it took a couple of turns before a Christian got there. Now the first one up that was a believer, she was very good. She had her Bible with her. She's great. Okay. But by that point, the meeting was already underway. Nobody prayed it in. Nobody started that meeting with prayer. All right. You have an opportunity to start the meeting with prayer. School districts used to do this. For centuries, school districts did this. All of them did. Schools were invented for the purpose of growing in knowledge and love of Jesus. All right? And they used to invite people to open their meetings in prayer. They would intentionally invite people to start it off with prayer. That's how it used to work. They don't do that anymore. Well, guess what? They do start it off with public comment. And if you're a Christian, you should get there first, and you should open it in prayer. And that is that's what I do. And I have been thanked many times for this at Bermudian. I get there first. I don't get there first, but I sit up. I get to public comment first because I'm intentional about where I sit. And I open it in prayer. And people, most of the time, almost every time that I've done this, and I've been doing it basically every month for about a year now, I've missed a few, but almost every time somebody thanks me, and every time people thank me, but most of the time they thank me specifically for a certain thing. They say, hey, I was there really angry. I was ready to chew some heads off. And when you prayed, it settled me down, and I was able to stand up, and I was still able to make my point, and I made an important point, but I was able to do it with patience, and I think I did it more clearly, and I didn't just come off as an angry person. And they thank me. This happens almost every meeting. Okay, I'm not taking credit. I'm not bragging, I somehow saved the day here. No, all I did was show up and invite Jesus to lead the meeting. All I did was pray in Jesus' name. And that in itself settled down the temper of the room. Okay, we've had several school districts bordering ours in the past year have to close down their meetings early because the public comment gets too angry and too loud. They've had to cut the microphones off from people. I believe at least one had to call the police. They have not done that at our school district. I don't know all the reasons. We have really good people. We have very patient, good people in our school district. That's probably a lot of it. But I truly believe that me opening these meetings in prayer in the name of Jesus is helping. And I have people almost every time tell me that it's helping, that it is settling them down, and they're, instead of going up there and screaming and cursing and yelling, they're going up there and making their point in a more polite way, and also making their point in a better way, a more clear way. So look, it helps. All right, get there early, be intentional about it, and bring Jesus into the picture. All right. Now the school board at Northern did the right thing. They voted 8-1 not to have the after-school Satan Club in elementary school. In all honesty, I have no idea why it wasn't 9-0. I have no idea, but it was 8-1, and 8-1 is it's a very good margin. I wish it was 9. I wish it was more. I wish they not only did that, but they had ruled to send a cease and desist letter to the Satanists and tell them to go away and knock it off, and don't try this anymore. I wish they had taken it even step further. I wish they had voted to specifically invite all the students to the Good News Club and the Bible Adventure Clubs. I wish they had pushed back harder instead of just rejecting it. I wish they had taken a step in advance. But hey, it was a good ruling, and they did the right thing. But the Christians need to get there. You need to get to all these meetings, and you need to open them in prayer. All right. Now, what about the Christians that don't want to go? Because you're a Christian. You love Jesus. You're faithful at church. You're faithful at home. You practice what you preach. You bring your Christianity home with you. You're not just one of those Sunday Christians. You're a real, legitimate, son of the earth kind of Christian, or you want to be a son of the earth kind of Christian. But the school board meetings just really rub you the wrong way. Well, I shouldn't go in there, and, you know, they're let the schools do their thing. I don't want to go in there and butt my nose into stuff. Tyler, why do you do that? You know, why should we get involved in that? Can't we just let them do their thing and stay out of it and just kind of respect each other's boundaries here or something? And listen, guys, this is the problem. This is the reason why we have Satan clubs trying to start in our schools. It's the reason why we have transgender bathrooms and transgender flags and transgender curriculums at our school and critical race theory communist curriculums. It's the reason we have this stuff. It's the reason why the schools roll over and take on the state and government funding and all the pressures and strings attached that go with it. It's the reason we have all this stuff. It's the reason that why our schools have lost so much academic credibility in the past couple generations. It's the reason. It's because good, God-fearing, son-of-the-earth people are abandoning our post. All right? If you're the light of the world, what's the light supposed to do according to Jesus? It's supposed to be in the center of the room on a lampstand illuminating the whole room, not in a basket in the corner. If your Christianity is private, you go to church and you go home and you love Jesus and you're a Christian, but you privatize what Jesus wants to globalize, then you're missing your calling. You're missing your purpose. Jesus says to go into all the nations and to make disciples of the nations. He says you're the salt of the earth and the light of the world, not just the salt of your home and your church and the light of your home and the church, and not just to make disciples of you and in your church, but of the nations. He wants this to be global. He wants it to be everywhere. He wants every pocket of every little niche of the world to know his name. And when we back off and we say, let the secular government school be a secular government school, and we're going to respect them and they'll respect us, and we're going to love our neighbor by not butting in or whatever, and we use this kind of language, you're in the wrong. You're putting the secularist government school philosophy, and you're elevating that so that you're going to obey that and disobey Christ, who says to go into all the nations, who says to make disciples of them. He says, don't lose your saltiness. If you lose your saltiness, you're of no use. You will be thrown out and trampled upon. All right? Is it a big surprise that the government schools are throwing out and trampling upon basic Christian stuff, like you're made in the image of God and male and female is the image of God? Is it any surprise that the government schools are getting this stuff wrong? now. They have thrown out God. They have the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. That's education. Schools are education. The beginning of education is the fear of God. Is it any surprise that schools that have eliminated God and Christians aren't going and praying in Jesus' name and they aren't taking that initiative and they have retreated back from it? Is it any surprise why those places are losing their wisdom and why the grades are going down and the standards are going down and there's total confusion about absolutely obvious sorts of things like male and female? Is there any surprise by this? Look, it's our job. It's our post. It's our duty. They invite you in. It's called public comment. And they record it. And most of them put it up on YouTube as a live stream. And they invite you in. And anybody in the public can come. And everybody can comment. And you get 5 minutes. The schools locally are 5 minutes. That's what ours is. That's what Northern was. 5 minutes. You can go up and talk. And you're invited. And they want you to come. They want the public to come. The good boards do. They don't want to operate in secret. And if they do want to operate in secret, well, then you better come all the more. Because if they're operating in secret, you know they're up to something they shouldn't be. So get there. Get there early. Get right up to the microphone and open it in prayer. And open it in prayer in the name of Jesus. And pray a prayer to Jesus in Jesus' name. Because that's the name. That's the name. If you're gathered together, that's what a meeting is. You bring Jesus into it, then he is in your midst, and you are bringing Jesus into a secular government school that has eliminated Jesus from everything it does. And they invite you to come. By they invite you, I just mean they have public comment. It's welcome. Anybody can go in. Go in there. Be a missionary to a group. Like, how often do you hear about missionaries that are just allowed to come in and do it in a microphone publicly? That normally we have missionary stories about people who have to take great risk to go be missionaries. And here it is in your backyard. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it with love. All right, and I'll wrap up on this. Do it with love. Jesus loves your neighbor. Jesus loves your enemy. Jesus lives in you. Therefore, you are to love your neighbor and love your enemy. It's Jesus's love boiling and flowing out from you towards these people, towards your neighbors, your superintendent, your teachers, your school board members, and your just general community. All right? The Satan Club, why am I against the Satan Club? I have 100 reasons, but close among the top are love for my neighbor and love for my enemy, all right? Love for my neighbor, love for my neighbor's children, and so on. I don't want my neighbor's children exposed to this. Mine won't be. We don't go to government school. We've never done government school. We have no plans to go to government school. I have 100, probably 1,000 reasons why, and maybe I'll do a podcast, the top 1,000 reasons why we don't do government school. 1,000 biblical reasons. All right, I'm sure I could come up with 1,000. I've just challenged myself. It might take me a bit to list them all off, but hey, they're out there. All right, I don't go because my kids are at risk, because I'm afraid of Satan coming home with my kids or something. It has nothing to do with that. It's because of love. I love my neighbor. Jesus loves my neighbor and my neighbor's kids, and Jesus's love for them comes out through me. All right, so go there with love, not just hatred. If you go there with hatred of Satan, hey, I hate Satan too. But we have a higher calling than that. We have a love that is greater than that. If you go there with hatred, it will be obvious, and you will just be one more bitter person waiting in line to give your public comment, and everybody's bitter. All right, go there in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Start the meeting with prayer, the way all meetings should start. Bring him in, and let his love flow. So I love my neighbor and my neighbor's kids. I love them enough to take a little bit of a stand and speak out against Satanism coming into the community. All right. Not only that, but I also love my enemy. Satan is the enemy. A satanic temple is the enemy here, right? Jesus loves the enemy. He says, love your enemies. So if I love my enemies, should I say, and people went up in front and said this in the name of Jesus, and they're dead wrong, and it was embarrassing, it was shameful. But they said, well, I don't want Satan, I'm against this too, but I love my enemy, and so I can support them even though I don't like what they're doing. People said this. You're incorrect, you're wrong, okay? Love your enemy means when you see somebody doing something wicked, you don't say, well, I think it's wicked, but I love you, so I'm going to support you anyway. No, you don't do that. Our society does that. I'm going to accept you anyway. I don't agree with what you're doing, but I'm going to support what you're doing anyway because I love you. No. Look, if it's truly God, if it's really God's word that they're violating, it's real actual wickedness, like Satan worship is. That's a pretty obvious one. There's not a lot of debate here, right? If you truly love them, you're going to warn them. You're going to say, no, don't do this. You're not going to encourage them. You're not going to say, keep it up. I hope you build a good movement together. No, you want them to come to repentance. And if you want them to come to repentance, you have to call them to repentance. And that means you don't support what they're doing and tell them it's okay while calling yourself a Christian. Now you're telling them it's okay in the name of Jesus. No, don't do that. Do it out of love. All right. Show up at your meeting. Get to the next one. A boring one where they're just making maintenance decisions about the parking lot or something. The boring ones and the exciting ones and all the other ones. Get there. Get there in the name of Jesus. Bring the name of Jesus with you. Get there early enough that you can be first in line to pray, and pray in Jesus' name. And man, if everybody does this, I'm telling you guys, we won't have these contentious board meetings. And the board members themselves will know that this community fears God, and that's the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, and education will get better too. All right, God bless you. Praise the Lord. We'll go farther into it next time. See you then.